Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
It is Today FM to get in contact today, 0874 100 102. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I am delighted to have this lady on the line. Please welcome to the show, Ruth Dan. Ruth Dan, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I am delighted to have you on. You have accomplished so much in the past while through this whole COVID nonsense. Your brand new single, Remember This, is out. I love it. It's brilliant. People need to check it out now. But I'm bringing you on today because I want to talk to you about a very special project that you were behind from day one, and it has been mega. Irish Women in Harmony are back. Last time round was with Dreams. Went to number one in the homegrown chart. Highest new entry at 15. First Irish female act to break the top 20 in 10 years. And it has passed 3 million Spotify streams. It did outstanding stuff for Irish women in music. And now you guys are back with the Tween Choir and a brand new Christmas single. Together at Christmas.
Yes, we're back. A lot of people were wondering if it was going to be a cover. I'm a songwriter, so of course it was going to be an original song this time. I'm based in London, so I woke up in August during the heat wave and I was like, oh my God, that's too hot. I want to just think about Christmas. And I just thought to myself, has anyone done a Christmas song where they use other famous Christmas lyrics to make the song? So each line of the Christmas song is actually a famous Christmas lyric from a Christmas song. And then we make it a whole new concept and a whole new song. And then the last line of the chorus is, you know, together at Christmas. So it's all about being with your loved one at Christmas, which we thought was very relevant to the year that's in it.
It is a beautiful song. The video that accompanies it is absolutely beautiful as well. It's got that retro feel, the Love Actually vibes from The Doorstep.
It's got the
retro TV, the vintage radio. From the get-go, to me, this song, it ticks all the boxes. It's beautiful. And I want this song to go right up the charts to number one and stay there. And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Because you're doing this for the ISPCC Childline. They rely on generosity of the public. 90% of the funding comes from there. And people can donate €4 by texting CHILDHOOD to 50300. ISPCC will receive a minimum of 360 for that. And the service providers like charity. I'll give those details again. But getting involved with a group like that, very important, Ruthann, this time of year.
Yes, really important. I think Irish Women in Harmony is a brand that's all about, like you said, highlighting Irish talent, get us up to the Christmas number one, because I don't think an Irish act has been Christmas number one for quite some time. So it would be amazing on the first hand. And the other thing that Irish Women in Harmony stands for is helping people and helping charitable causes and charities that are close to our hearts. And so we did so much work with Safe Ireland, which we're continuing to do. And we just thought for Christmas, what better way to kind of, you know, be there for people and raise awareness and raise funding for the ISPCC, because, you know, all these charities need it more than ever this year. So we wanted to spread the love. And also with this song as well, because we did the competition for the Tween Choir and we have 18 children on the song, it just felt like the perfect partnership.
Earlier on this year, when you came up with this idea, you decided to go in search of singers for the Tween Choir, which is like young Irish girls under the age of 12. 1,500 entries, and you had to whittle them down one by one.
Oh yeah, I went through every single one, and I tell you, and you know, because a lot of people think that maybe people don't look through all the auditions, but I really did, because, you know, I was thinking of myself being that young girl at home. This would have been such an opportunity that I would have like loved to do when I was 10. So I was like, you know, you never know who you're going to find. And we found, like, we were looking for 12. We had to do 18 because I just couldn't whittle it down anymore. And all the girls, we had a panel of the girls. We all went through the audition. And all these girls had to record this from home as well. And they actually never heard the full song until yesterday when it was released, because I just sent them their part to sing, so that they would get the Christmas surprise of hearing the song for the first time and seeing the video for the first time and everything. So there's been a lot of excited young girls around the country today, which is part of what we want to do, is just to have, you know, just to uplift people and Irish Women in Harmony to be something that's, you know, a bit of life and like fun in all this, you know.
I have to say this, Irish Women in Harmony is the gift that keeps on giving. I mean, in fairness, like, you're giving to young people there. That's a gift that they'll never get. That's the perfect Christmas gift that they'll never get again.
Yeah.
You're also giving to the ISPCC for Childline, which is hugely important, particularly now. And not only that, on the back of this, I think what people don't realise is that it has been a struggle for Irish musicians, but in particular Irish women. Over this past while, there's been no time for gigs. You've been very given your time. Every artist on this has been very given of their time. time, and it's all for charity. Yeah. And I think that people need to relate to that and kind of reach out and go, you know, something, fair play, because if ever there's a time for voices to be heard, it's now, and you are nailing it.
Thank you so much. I think it's so important to protect the Irish music culture. And it's thriving right now. There's so many amazing Irish bands and Irish female acts, and we really need to start getting our own into the charts. So that's why, you know, this is also a big part of it, is that we're songwriters, we're musicians. It's been a really tough year for the arts industry, as everyone knows, because, you know, we're the first to go and we'll be the last to come back with gigs and everything. So this has been such a way for all the girls to get their creativity out as well, to be a part of something. And also, we're on a WhatsApp group, we're friends, you know, we text all the time. It just is, it's become a community. We've even added, you know, there's four new female artists that are on this song that weren't on Dreams, and then some of the artists that were on Dreams are going to come back for the album. They're not on the Christmas song. So it's kind of like this beautiful revolving door of artists, and it's just all about discovering these artists. And it's, we love when we get messages saying, oh, I just discovered Tolu McKay from Irish and Harmony, or I just discovered Amy or Lyra, or
this is so important. Like, it's so amazing. What you're actually saying now, Ruthann, I found that with the last Irish Women in Harmony, the amount of people that were coming up to me saying, Pillow Queens, who are the Pillow Queens? Like Ailva Reddy, yeah, phenomenal musician, brilliant album at the moment, personal history, well worthwhile checking out. Sophie Doyle Ryder, Fia Moon. I rang in the new year with Fia Moon last year and a couple of our friends, and when I saw her in the dress, she's in the video, I was going, I remember this last Christmas, and we're not going to have it this Christmas, you know. So just see this going on.
Yeah, but that's the thing, is that like we want to be inclusive. Like, this is about raising each other up, lifting each other up, inspiring young people to get into music, but also to show the Irish public, like, we're here, we're making music, we're making moves all over the world. You should know all these girls, you should know all these people, and we should be getting behind our own and championing our own. And even the male artists are with us, you know. We're chatting to some of the biggest male artists in Ireland about doing something on the Irish Women in Harmony album. So, you know, it's not even like, it's not even against each other.
It's not
like
a girl power thing.
It's just solidarity. Yeah.
I think without this project, people would not be as aware as what they are now of the fabulous Irish women in Irish music. And I think it is so important. Ruthann, you're going to be on the Late Late Show tonight. Obviously, cut down crew because of COVID. Yeah. But I wish you the best of luck with that.
Thank you so much. It's going to be a really nice performance. We're number 2 right now on iTunes chart. So if you want to get in, you want to help an Irish act get to number 1 this Christmas, definitely keep streaming it, download it from iTunes, and request it on Today FM, because we love Today FM, we love Ferg, and we would love to hear this blasted all over, all through December for Christmas.
Ruthann, you're a legend. Best of luck to you and the girls from Irish Women in Harmony, and of course the Tween Choir as well. Have fun tonight, and I will chat to you soon.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Fergal Darcy. Weekdays from 2 on Today FM.